This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our regular update with Visionary to hear about the work they've been doing across the sight loss sector. We're joined by Fiona Sanford from Visionary, and we're also joined by Bhavani Makwana from TPT. So, Fiona, let's start with Visionary. Can you tell us what's been happening for you the last month or so?
Well, we're all on the wind down, Amelia, from our fabulous conference. And I just got to say, it was so lovely to have you there. Thank you very much. But what I would urge people to do, if you haven't already done so, Amelia produced some absolutely fabulous snippets and podcasts from the Visionary 2024 conference. And they really do give an overview of all of the exciting events and activities that took place over the 2 days in Birmingham at the end of September. And really, hopefully, whet your appetite for 2025. And the planning of 2025 has already started. And it will be the same, almost certainly the same venue around the same time. So that's beginning to keep us busy. One of the other things that we're up to that I just wanted to let listeners be aware of is we've been fortunate enough to secure some funding to run leadership events, a couple of face-to-face leadership events over the next 3 years. So we're going to launch that on International Leadership Day, which is the 18th of November, and we'll be inviting member organisations to send in their expressions of interest. So that's all keeping us quite busy. And of course, none of the activities that Visionary does would be possible without the support of our really close partners, Thomas Pocklington Trust. And TPT have been a huge supporter of Visionary for many, many years. We work very closely with lots of the colleagues from Thomas Pocklington Trust, and I'm really happy to have Bhavani Makwana here today. So Bhavani is the Campaigns and Projects Manager at TPT, and she's going to tell us a bit about a listening that they've recently held along with sight loss councils, a listening month, which is just basically about you said, we did. And there's some really interesting information within that. But really, you don't want to hear that from me. So I'll pass over to Bhavani and she can tell you a bit more about that.
Thank you, Fiona and Amelia. Today, I'm going to talk about the launch of our new report, Listening Month, You Said, We Did. So what is that report? So in 2022, we carried out a survey where over 1,000 blind and partially sighted people took part in this survey and literally told us what mattered to them, what were the challenges that were impacting them most in daily, in their local areas. And we produced a mini report, a summary of those findings. We grouped that into the themes of what blind and partially sighted people were telling us across the country. So things like the accessibility of the built environment, accessibility and availability of public transport, the awareness of visual impairment, getting and keeping employment and benefits, personal confidence and social isolation, accessibility of retail and other services, technology, health and care, and access to education and learning. So quite a lot of varied themes, which I'm sure are not a major surprise to many of you listening, but those were the areas that really came out through our Listening Month survey in 2022. So what did we do about it? So it really, really shaped our strategy. It really shaped some of our themed campaign areas that we wanted to focus on. So we really listened to the voices of blind and partially sighted people. And with the sight loss councils, worked on projects that really addressed those concerns and issues that we heard from Listening Month 2022. And you can actually find out exactly what we did in this report that launched on 21st October 2024, which highlights what we did from January. So instantly, when we heard what mattered to blind and partially sighted people, we started getting to work and putting those projects and campaigns, both nationally and locally, regionally, via the Sight Loss Councils into play. And you can read all about that. The report has key elements of the projects and the campaign work. It has case studies, it has quotes, it has lots of things that you can see that we did and what we've got planned for the remainder of this year and beyond.
Can you give us a couple of highlights from the report?
So, for example, over 75% of people told us that accessibility of the built environment was a massive challenge. Street obstacles like A boards, overhanging vegetation, street furniture, pavement parking, e-bikes, e-scooters were a real deterrent and prohibited blind and partially sighted people making accessible, independent and confident journeys. So the report will highlight exactly what we did about them. So some of you may be involved in some of our campaign around pavement parking, Cut It Back, that we launched earlier this year, that we've got plans to roll it out even further. And also around employment, you know, some of the work that we've done around the Get Set Progress internships, which I know many of the local societies through the Visionary Network have been involved in giving internships to blind and partially sighted people, giving them essential skills, employability skills for them to progress into further roles and, you know, get those kind of experiences, which they probably didn't have before. So those are just two of the key highlights that are in the report. It has so much more, and you know, we'd love for all of you to read it, let us know what you think, and would love to hear any feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like an amazing amount of work, and great to be able to reflect on the last couple of years of trying to implement some of the changes that people were expressing they wanted. Can we have the name of the report one more time, and where is the best place for people to find the report and read it?
Yeah, sure. So the report is called Listening Month, You Said, We Did 2024, and you can find both a PDF and a Word document available, as well as an executive summary, on the Thomas Pocklington Trust website.
Fantastic. And Fiona, if people want to learn more about Visionary and stay updated with what you have coming up in the next few months, where's the best place for them to do that as well?
So just as always, Amelia, if people just Google visionary.org.uk, that we should come up, we'll be one of the first hits, and that gives you all the information about Visionary that you need to know.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford from Visionary and Bhavini Makwana from Thomas Pocklington Trust, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you.